Could you suggest ways to hold the teachings which come up a couple times in the suttas of splitting up? There's a pleasure of sensuality, mm-hmm. specifically defined as all six, or at least five senses, including the tongue, taste, and flavors, which is described as a filthy pleasure, not to be cultivated, not to be developed, but actually this is the main part, which I looked at, to be feared. It's mm-hmm. specifically to be feared versus the pleasure of renunciation, the pleasure of jhana, right. And how to hold that suggestion that pleasure is actually supposed to be feared.
Well, I mean, it's feared in the sense of if you're it's fearful, because if that's what your life, the importance of your life is around maintaining and seeking pleasurable sensation, and that's the value of your life arises from that, then you're screwed. So that's really worthy of being feared. But I don't think it's in the kind of Western screwed up nature of being fearful and in creating a sense of self abnegation and self worth that is derived from one's because people tend to extract that out and they sort of live from a place of fear, and then their sense of self worth is taken from that feeling of fear, and then make themselves miserable the whole time. I don't think that's I don't think the Buddha actually conceived of how screwed up and complicated Westerners can make things.
Is consciousness and concern would maybe be better words? Mm-hmm. Concern and consciousness.
In the sense, it's really worthy to be fearful of rattlesnakes. You want to be fearful of rattlesnakes. What an interesting animal. It's got this nice noise to it. No, you should be fearful of that. Yeah. You should be fearful of crossing a stream, and if it's flooding, isn't this an interesting sensation? The water rushing on me. I remember one time crossing, one of the monks crossing one of the streams at Pujangong. Luckily we had a rope across. He was able to hang on to the rope, and his feet were sort of up that way. He was able to hang on to the rope. He said, well, that's an interesting sensation. But it's something to be feared. There's a power to water that when it's rushing down a mountain stream, it can pull you and drown you. It's worth being feared. It's not getting neurotically obsessed with water to the sense of worrying, but sort of, there's a proper place for fear within the that sense of, but it's not sort of obsessing about it.
Could actually look in that situation something on there and be just the danger of just being not being caught by teaching some Buddha. But then you could also be why is this going to happen to me? But you still want to get yourself out of that creek.
So it's getting the perspective of, because that's the whole purpose of the teachings, of course, is freedom from suffering. And we can take something pleasurable and suffer over. We can take something, instance, like the Buddha is saying, you know, we should be fearful of suffering, and we can make suffering over that. So we're, you know, we're quite adept at creating suffering, but that's not the point of the teachings. The point of the teachings should always be looking, putting it in a context of what's the context of the Buddha's meaning, so that there is an opportunity for freedom from suffering.